91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woohoo! Wee! Oh, how exciting. How exciting to be here. Meet me in the light, get in line, get excited. Woo-hoo-hoo! You can keep walking, I'ma still keep talking. And I know that you don't want to hear it, your grandpa. I can talk to spirit. Oh, yeah. You see, it just keeps going. It goes right into it. So anyways, thank you for joining me. Let's get into our guided meditation without further ado, without further chit-chat. 6:05 on the dot, and we're here, and we are clear, and we have a fantastic show this 2 hours. It's crazy. There's a lot of things that are going on. There's been a lot of paranormal activity, more than I'm used to, really, in one week. In one lifetime, actually. So, like, yeah. let's just get it going. I'll tell you more about it when we're done with the meditation. But right now, let's just focus on grounding. We're going to focus on grounding. I should totally put a nightlight in here. I should get one of those glow lamps. Like, once we do the meditation, turn off all the lights. Yeah, that's what I should do anyway. Take some deep inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. 1, 2, 3. Feel the love of spirit surrounding you right now. Just let yourself be relaxed. Wherever you are, whatever it is, where your being is at, let's just relax. If you're in a position, just let go. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're driving in a car, whether you're walking, whether you're laying down, whether you are in a meditative sitting lotus position, whether you are just walking outside, it doesn't matter. Allow yourself to just receive. Let's be in a receiving mode. Let your light shine. Let the possibilities come in. And let the love of spirit wash and clear and cleanse you. Wash and clear and cleanse all that does not serve us. Wash and clear and cleanse the light of God and spirit. Let the love, let your energy to the highest good, into the highest mobility. Let your light and your love surround you right now. You see, in this moment, no matter where you are, no matter what things, negative things you've been obsessing about or worrying about, it's time to let it go. It's time to just let things go. It's time to remove the reactions we have to things. Let's remove those instant knee-jerk reactions. Let's come into a space where we can understand what it's like to just accept. How can we just accept things as they are? Things that we can't change. How can we go into a place where we know that we have all control of ourselves and we do not have to worry about changing or controlling the outside world? That is not our job. Our job is to completely master the world within ourselves. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. Oh my God, exhale. This scared me. Oh my God, please stop moving. Oh my God. Look at the stuff in the studio is moving by itself again. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Feel the release of what it feels like to just be free of any worries and be free of anything that has been stressing us out. Let the love of light surround ourselves with faith and joy and connect us with a high possibility of all that is good. How is your heart? Put your hand on your heart and let's make a connection right now. Make a connection with that heart space. Make a connection and connect to your heart. For this, right now in this moment, in this meditation, we are going to make an opening into our heart. Whether your heart is already open or whether it is closed, we are going to make initiation to open ourselves up. You see, the importance and value of making sure our heart is open is because that is where all the receiving comes into play. When we walk around with a closed heart and we're asking the universe for things and we're asking for help and we're trying to manifest and request a world that we want to live in, but yet there are no changes, and when the things do come, we push them away, it's because the doors are closed to our heart to let them in. You see, we have a fear that if we let somebody into our kingdom, if we let someone in to our life that is not for us, if we let someone into our world that may stir things up in our cute little heaven of what we've created, that we shall perish or the worst is yet to happen. But these are all lessons, and when we understand what it means to be able to give love, and no matter what, and even if we do feel hurt, we will be immune. We will have a beautiful immunity to pain, to suffering. Why? Because it is an illusion. Immunity to an illusion. It's all in the mind. That's why we come back to controlling our reactions, and we come back to controlling exactly what it is and how we want to create the world that we want to live in. Let's come back to control. Let's come back. And when we mean control, we mean control over our thoughts and our minds. And when we come back to being a master and being the mastermind, we come back to mastering the beauty that is within. And being able to say, if you reject me, if you hurt me, and if I feel that and I feel hurt and pain, it does not last and it does not linger, because I do not hurt or reject myself. I can allow it to feel. I can allow myself to feel it. I can allow myself to feel that pain for as long as it needs to teach me a lesson. But then I let it go, and we must be okay, and we must be strong enough to let it go. Inhale in. Exhale. We let go, we let in the most magnificent, beautiful possibility that there is. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. Allow yourself to receive love as your heart is open, and exhale, allow yourself to let it go. Inhale, receive, exhale, let it go. Inhale, receive love from the universe, angels and spirit, and the infinite unconditional source. Let it out. Let it out. With love. Amen. You are beauty in the making. And all that wants to be, all that you want in your life and everything that you desire wants you back. You must understand this as we leave our heart open. We leave our hearts open, wide. Your angels are right here assisting, and your angels are right here knowing exactly what you need as you listen to the Paranormal Playground sounds. Amen. When you are finished, open up your eyes, give a nice big smile, exhale love, inhale joy, inhale, exhale. So speaking of castles and speaking of kingdoms, I interestingly enough, I opened up to my phone to look at one of the XTC songs, and it was Generals and Majors, because I wanted to look up and make sure that that was the right one, and a picture of them jumping in an inflatable castle up and down was happening. So there goes the synchronicity, there goes the connection, and there goes the message. We're all on track, we're right on track, we're exactly where we're supposed to be. And you are being loved, you're being watched, you're being guided, you are aligned, and that alignment is here and it's always here with you. That alignment is always, always with you. So feel this love and leave your heart open, because that is the receiving. You're in the receiving position. You're in the receiving position. So stay tuned, we've got an amazing show. I'm gonna do shamanic drumming later. We're gonna pull some Vinyl. Ooh-wee. We're going to lighten the mood a little bit with some Little Rascals music. So anyway, each Labor Day, we're going to lighten the mood. We're going to... What else are we going to do? Okay, so we're going to pull some vinyl. I already pulled King Crimson. we're going to do vinyl. Doing readings through vinyl records, like I said, I promised. So instead of like the angel cards as I usually do, we're going to do a reading through vinyl. And I'm going to read the message through whatever vinyl. And I'm going to pick at random. I'm going to close my eyes and pick the vinyl. And then I'm going to see... And King Crimson actually was actually out on the table. And I was just like, it's calling to me. So I'm going to do King Crimson. So that's the first one. And I'm going to see around the studio what else I can find. So this is going to be really fun. Also, we're going to talk about more things that were going on in the studio last week. A Sunday service. Yes, that's right. Music was playing by itself. There was music playing by itself. You know, you have to switch on a certain chord in order for it to play. The knob was not on and it legit was playing. There's a crystal, a stone I found in my car. It was not there. And I swear to you, Spirit put it there. And I forgot what kind it was. It's green, so it might be... I think it might be bloodstone? I'm not sure. I'm gonna look it up, but basically I should have did that before I came here. Anyway... We're going to see the meaning. There's all these different meanings to everything and Spirit is always giving us messages. And when they're moving things around and then, like, they just move the mic, that scared the heck out of me just now. They're trying to tell us. They're trying to get our attention. They're trying to tell us things. And they're not trying to scare us. They're trying to get our attention. They want to talk to us. And sometimes the only way that we're going to pay attention to them is they start moving stuff. So when you see objects and things move around, that's your cue of communication. That's them wanting you. That's you. That's them being like, hey, we're here. Talk to us. Communicate, because we got some things to tell you. And the more you believe and the more you talk to them, the more they can give you what it is that you need. So, yeah, the stone might be malachite or jade. But we're going to see. It's green. We like green. So that means getting some money coming in. Money coming in. Woo! No, I'm just kidding. But maybe. Woo! Anyway, let's get into it. This is Generals and Mages. Mages by the one and only brilliant XTC.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. I'll take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Ah, take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Welcome back to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you enjoyed the playlist so far. The last song that you just heard was Bakar from Hell and Back. And I always like to play artists that have that kind of flair of that kind of vintage 60s, 50s, the modern artists and modern bands that like come out, you know, from the 2000s or recently or whatever. And they just, or whatever decade after the 50s and 60s, they come out and they just kind of mix that flair. And so he has that. I would like to say he's kind of like a male version of like Amy Winehouse. But, but you know, we all know where she got that from. So anyway. Things are flowing. This is crazy. So, oh my goodness. So I have a King Crimson here. And guess what? Guess what? A song I find on the King Crimson. It's a song called Heartbeat. I had no idea. And this is on the vinyl. So as what was this meditation about? It was about opening our heart space. We were being guided to open our heart space right now. And that was a message. So this is connecting with exactly the follow-up of what Spirit is trying to tell us and what Spirit wants us to know. So let's get into a flow of this. Without further ado, here is some King Crimson with Heartbeat. After we're done, I'm gonna feel into the song and see what it exactly. It's already here. It's already pretty much self-explanatory, but I cannot wait for this song to be booming on the speakers because this is what paranormal playground sounds do. This is the paranormal fun. So here we go.
So close. conversation, contradiction, criticism. Zoning talk, deep thought.
Hello, and thank you for returning here at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Yeah, it just keeps getting more crazier and crazier. So I just went let the King Crimson go because it was just so dope. And the song Heartbeat, what were we talking about? Meditation, opening up the heart. And then guess what I find? This is going to blow your mind. I'm literally getting blown away and a little freaked out myself. And I've lived this my whole life and I still get freaked because it's so crazy. I pull out. So guess what, Spirit? I closed my eyes and I did the little shuffle. I pull out a vinyl, Curtis Clark, Sonship. Who is this? Curtis Clark. Okay, Curtis Clark. And Sonship vs. Roberto Miranda. And so, what the heck? Okay, so I guess this is all the people on here. Anyway, I don't know. Roberto Romanda, bass, Sonship, Theus. Okay, drums, and then Curtis Clark, piano, clarinet. Okay, so this is like some wild, and guess what the album is called? Phantasmagoria. And you're like, what is Phantasmagoria, Mariah? And I'm going to tell you right now. Phantasmagoria, a sequence of real or imaginary images like those seen in a dream. What happened next was Phantasmagoria of a horror or mystery. Whoa, Phantasmagoria. Okay, an exhibition of optical effects and illusion. Ooh, oh my goodness. This is crazy. A sequence of real, it could be real or imaginary images like those seen in a dream. This is, and so this song is about 18 minutes long. So I guess I could play bit by bit. Like, I could play parts of it and just kind of snippets, but we're going to get to the end. So by the end of the show, we're going to discuss why we're, what the messages from these vinyls, and they were talking. Like, they were legit talking to me, and I was like, I'm hearing you. And I have a Beethoven that was talking to me, so I want to play the Beethoven as well. This is going to be so much fun. Oh my God. I didn't realize how much fun I was going to have doing the vinyl readings, but I'm having so much fun. Anyway, I love you so much. Stay strong out there. Stay believing and knowing in the unseen, because it's here, and it's, don't be freaked out by it when it comes. Don't be, embrace it. Open, like we said, keep your heart open, open up your heart, because, like, again, this is all an illusion. All the things that we receive that have to do with how we are reacting to the material world that don't serve us, they are illusions to help us. And all those goody-goody gumdrop feelings that make us high in the sky, embrace it and have it. Hold on to it and save them up. Put them in your spiritual piggy bank, and you will overflow in wealth, in riches, in good feelings. That's it. That's the mental health. Good mental health is what this is all about. We got to stay here. We got to stay here with it. Woo! So stay tuned. We are here till 8 p.m. We're doing this. 605, 705. We are doing it and we're staying strong. 705. We have this right here, and we're doing a little bit of the shamanic drumming. We'll have, you know, just a little bit of an opening of the shamanic journeying at 7:05, but stay tuned, because this is just going to continuously be magical. This is just insane what's going on here on the air. I can't even believe my eyes. Like, the moving of the objects. Oh, and I'm going to figure out what stone was just magically appeared in my car. Like, that was just crazy today. Like, as I'm talking about spirit moving objects around, that literally happened today. And I was just like, I was calling people up. I was like, is this yours? Did you put this? No, I don't know what that is. And it was like literally at my feet, and it wasn't there before. And it was just like, I would have seen that in my car. I would have known if a crystal was in my car, you know? And so I feel like that's a sign. Spirit is like, you need to leave more crystals in your car. You need to leave more of those rocks in your car. Like, why aren't you doing that? And it's like, because I know. It's like, well, I don't even know why I don't have crystals in my car. That's like crazy. Anyways, and unheard of. But, you know, whatever that is, however it is, let's continue with this, because this is so much fun. Oh my God. It's a lot of fun. So we had King Crimson. Curtis, and I'm going to play a little bit of this. This is called Curtis Clark Phantasmagoria. Let me tell you, this is 18 minutes long. So I'm going to play a little bit, and then we're going to get back to it later. Okay. Okay. I'm not even playing it from the beginning, because it's that long, but we're going to come back to it. So without further ado, here's some enchanting sounds that I've never heard before and just did from the vinyl reading. Curtis Clark, Phantasmagoria. Please enjoy.
that which you experienced through your friend or colleague or family member was a small glimpse of how the universe thinks about you, of how you are loved, how you are the beloved. The universe perhaps is saying, you are my beloved. And it wants to say, in you, I am well pleased. That second statement comes as we begin to allow that which is seeking to emerge through us to emerge. So as you're feeling this unconditional love, allowing every breath that you take to amplify it, take a deep breath. You hear the snap of my finger, multiply this awareness times 10. Is seeking to emerge in you is seeking to emerge in an atmosphere of love. Take the breath. When you hear the snap of my finger, multiply this awareness times 50. Breathe in. The realm of unconditional love amplified. For some of you, they may feel quite phenomenal. For others, just an increasing insight that you're surrounded by the presence. One more time. Take the breath, hear the snap of the finger, and multiply this awareness time.